we present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, a program in which all we promise is more fun than you ever thought possible. Helping to create the throbbing atmosphere are, on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. On my right, Timbrook Taylor and Willie Rushton. And talking of throbbing, don't forget our scorer, Samantha. Oh. First game is called Initials, and it's all about initials. I'll give each team member a few initials, and then I'm going to ask them to tell me what the initials stand for, and marks will be deducted for correct answers. Graham, here's your initials. NFMPS.
NF. What? PS?
MPS.
MPS. NF. Mm-hmm. MPS. National Front Medieval Poetry Society.
Yeah. Might well be. It's really the National Federation of Master Printers in Scotland.
Oh, of course it is.
Timbrook Taylor. SPARKS.
S. The Society for the Promotion of Annika Rice in Knickers and Suspenders.
Large membership seems
to be
a big following.
You could have said sportsmen pledged to aid research into crippling diseases.
I know,
but you didn't.
I could have done, yes.
Willie Rushton, here's your initials. DFMS.
DFMS. Desperately fancy Moira Stewart.
That's from the heart.
But do you actually have a definition for the initial?
Faintest idea.
It's the Domestic and Foreign Missionary Society.
Oh, same. Maurice Stewart.
Barry, here's a difficult one for you. Hard one for you, Barry. NSPCC.
No sex, please. Chemically castrated.
Everybody knows the other answer, so I'll go on to you, Graham, with another set of initials. NHBRC.
NHBRC. Never have British Rail catering.
Would you believe the National House Builders Registration Council?
No.
No, not
a word.
Tim, here's some for you. TJBT.
Tremendously, tremendously jolly and brilliant talker.
Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Timothy Julian Brooke Taylor is the answer.
Julian! Julian! Julian!
It's out at last.
Could you be quiet about
Julian?
Can we get it out of Julian?
I wouldn't laugh.
Willie Rushton, D-E-L-T-A.
D-E-L-T-A. Dave Eric Lee Travis, actually.
Or detailed labor and time analysis. Barry, here's a final one for you. BFMF.
BFMF. Oh, yes, this is a hair reference. Bruce Forsyth's matte finish.
You've got the wrong end. It's the British footwear manufacturer. This is the point in the program where I give the teams advance warning of the late arrivals they'll be announcing at the end of the show. This week I'll be asking them for late arrivals at the Americans' Ball. The Americans' Ball. Okay, we have Tim Brooke Taylor's favourite round now. It's the ad lib poem. I will give the first line of a poem, and the teams must continue until I buzz them like this. I will also go.
Oh, you've never honked close before.
when the whole thing's got too exciting for words. Willie, here's a line for you to start on. Shall I compare thee to Robin Day?
Shall I compare thee to Robin Day? Thou art more lovely, so they say.
Yes, he himself.
He's relatively pretty.
But his choice in bow ties is rather a pity. Julian. But you, upon the other hand, whilst not the fairest in the land, do not indulge in bow-shaped ties.
That is, I must say, a load of lies. Pink ones, green ones, orange ones too. Sometimes I wear a bow tie blue. Or maybe maroon. And poppy-coloured.
You could not call him a dullard.
Oh.
He's like a peacock striding about. And when he passes, people shout. There goes the amazing dream-coated Tim. Ooh, how I wish I could be him. He may look bizarre and a bit of a peculian, but at least I'm not called Bloody Julie.
The next round is a musical one called Just a Minim. The team members attempt to sing a song for a minute without hesitation, deviation, or repetition. Repetition. That's repetition. If they go wrong, the other team may challenge. To help them along, doing his impression of a piano, Colin Sell. Our first song is Ten Green Bottles, but thank goodness the producers decided to make it more painless, so we're going to start at three with Willie.
Three green bottles hanging on a wall. Trois bouteilles there. Suspended from the ceiling. How do you know that?
Yes. You have a challenge there from Graham Garden.
Hesitation.
Yes, I didn't agree.
All right.
Lost his bottle.
Right, Will you continue the song, please, Graham?
Yeah, all right. And if for one Viridian glass container should accidentally fall, there'd be... How many are we left?
Just two now.
Yeah. Two tinted see-through artifacts... lying against the brickwork. A pair of not entirely blue milk containers swinging against the plasterwork. A duo of not neither entirely yellow transparent objects shaped like a bottle without saying the word bottle.
Challenge from Tim.
It's the police. Please
call the police, for God's
sake. I thought he repeated dromedary.
I spotted that too, yeah. So will you take the song up, Tim?
Where were we?
I don't know. How can you possibly tell? I'm still thinking about green milk containers. Sounds disgusting.
What?
Oh, that was Colin.
Do you mind?
Sorry. Repetition of green bottle.
And get more money if he speaks.
Go on, Tim. Hurry
and
along.
Should one coloured container by mistake plummet to the ground There'd be no green bottles hanging on the wall. No, I got away with that, didn't I? No, I didn't. There'd be...
one.
I've had one, haven't you?
A single.
You started with two.
There'd be zero...
No, you started with two, and only one of them.
We said one.
You've been clever, you've had two fall off at the same time.
That was a piano player.
You've been looking at my doctor's notes.
If you're going to start...
Would you mind blowing into this green bottle?
If you're going to start taking instructions from the piano player, I might as well go home.
Oh!
Musicians peak. Not too early.
Oh, Huffy Littleton.
Mr. Chairperson, where are we, please?
We're on the verge of the next game, which is the Little Man game. This is the little-known game called Mornington Crescent. You all know the rules, so, Tim, would you kindly start us off, please?
Panton Street.
Haymarket. Coventry Street.
Baron's Court.
Cheapside.
There you could go.
East.
East. My God, they're flying low tonight.
Tim, you challenge.
I know.
East it. Sorry. Sorry.
I know it's always a time. Surely there must be a time he's got to come up with it, isn't there?
Yes, there is. I'll decide that.
Okay. Sorry, my life. East India Dock Road.
Can I just go out with my partner here?
Oh. Surely there's a time they have to come up with it, Humph, isn't it?
He blows in my ear like that.
Ah, the old wax treatment.
Willie, come on.
Is that something not... That's all right.
East India Dock Road.
Yeah, it takes you... You've got to...
Yes, you're right.
Go do it again.
Yeah.
Coventry Street.
You've been there.
I know.
Okay. Yeah, figures.
Huh?
It's all right, yeah.
It's all right.
Wait a minute. Cheapside is...
Old road. Coventry Street. Yeah. I have to open it out. Oh, no, I have to go to Baron's Court.
But you did before.
Yeah.
So that means...
Well, he has to now.
Cheapside.
East India Dock Road.
Coventry Street.
Baron's Court.
Cheapside. I've said it.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't.
They said Cheapside.
Oh, God. East India Dock Road.
Coventry Street.
Ah, no, Baron's Court again.
Cheapside. I don't see.
Well,
we
get out.
This hasn't actually happened before.
Is this a stalemate?
A Mexican
stalemate.
Not necessarily. If you go to East India Dock. Oh, no, you've done
it. No, you can't. No.
There is a way out.
If you play Corbett's rules.
The audience have found it, I think.
No laughing matter, Barry. Well, I don't know where.
I don't know where, Tim.
Well, I do. Which makes me the winner.
A one deal.
How?
In this next round, I'm going to ask our teams to make up some limericks.
We demand to know how.
Okay. Yes, it's easy saying, I do.
Well, I'll tell you. But in this next round, I'm going to ask our teams to make up some limericks that are clean and suitable for broadcasting. So I might as well tell you the... Get out on Mornington Crescent. Right? I'm going to give them the first line, and then they'll take one line each. And I'm going to start with you, Barry Cryer. There was a young lady from Surrey
who ate all her meals in a hurry.
She liked her food tinned.
And so she got wind.
And a raspberry from Edwina Curry.
Graham, here's one for you. I once had a smart aleck gerbil.
Gerbil. I once had a smart aleck gerbil who did nothing but bumble and burble.
His one saving grace
was to sit on my face East India Dock Road
and impersonate Ivan the Turbo.
Right, Willie, here's one for you to go on. There's a cafe in Old Milton Keynes
where the waiter wears very tight jeans.
With an awfully large bulge.
Which, when asked, he'll divulge.
Is in fact 7 tins of baked beans.
Right, here's a final one for you, Tim. I'm sorry I haven't a clue.
So tell me, just what would you do?
We haven't much time.
So I'll say mime.
Oh, I see. Very well. Same to you.
We have time for another music round now. It's called Pick Up Song. Someone will start singing a song and stop on a word in the lyric. An opposing team member must then pick up with a different song starting with that word. 200 points for a correct answer. Willie, will you start with I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts?
You have, Humphrey. What song would you like me to sing?
That's your 200 points up the spout.
Thank you. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Graham, you have to pick it up from there, I'm afraid.
Coconuts.
Oh, yes.
Whole hazelnuts. Nuts in May. Nuts in May. We'll go gathering.
Gathering? Ring.
I'll allow
that it. I gave you on our wedding.
Just making it up.
No, it's making that I gave you on our wedding day.
Tell me something. Shouldn't it have a tune, though?
Well, not the way Vince Hill recorded it, no.
Pick it up on wedding.
Pom, 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 pom.
Pom, 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 pom. You can have pom or pom, pom, pom.
Pom, pom, pom.
Whichever's easiest.
Pom,
pom,
granny.
Pom, 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 pom. That's pom and circumstance.
He said it's pom again.
No, it's in circumstances.
I thought you might.
Stance. Dance, little lady.
Dance, little lady.
Youth.
Youth?
It's fleeting to the wisdom of something beating in your thing.
I bet it...
I don't leave it with youth.
Thing.
Edited highlights of Noel Coward there. Mm-hmm. What, sorry, thing?
Little lady.
Oh, little lady. Little lady. Of Spain, I adore you. I...
Right, isn't it?
No song starts with I, does it?
No.
I mean, be fair.
Right from the first time I saw
it. Yeah,
lots of them.
Easy.
I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall.
Falling in love with love is falling far. And make believe make-believe, Brian.
Make-believe, I love you. Make-believe, I love you. Only make-believe that you love me.
Get your glasses, please. Come on now.
Come on.
Last story.
We have another very quick round now called Word for Word. One of the members of a team says a word and his partner must say a word totally unconnected with the first and so on. It's easy when you know how. Oh, I only wish I could remember. The other team may challenge and try to prove a connection. Barry, would you start off?
You got somewhere you want to go?
Just say a word.
And he's got to work after that as well.
Box. Jug.
Plinth. It's a plinth again.
Barry always says plinth, so there's a connection between whatever word Barry says he's going to say.
You're plinth. Right, you're right.
Yeah, it's true. Yes, right. Thank you.
Take it up then with the word.
I didn't specify, though. It could have been Prince Andrew or Prince Edward. I didn't.
Come on, Tim.
Caustic.
Rosa.
Stone.
Phlegm.
Firefly.
Faggot.
John himself from Barry.
Swallowing a stone is a well-known cure for phlegm.
Not well-known to me.
Old wives' tale.
Okay, on Tim.
Porthole.
Trouser.
Lounge.
Curtain.
Meat.
Oh. That's a good word, oh.
Sounds from Graham.
Oh, and porthole.
I'll allow that.
Yeah. Look. Yeah.
Right, Graham, take it up.
They look
like
a pair of trousers end on. Elastic.
Gusset.
Plinth.
Oh, Shannon.
Well-known double act in vaudeville days, Gusset and Plinth.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, used to love Dave. Part of the crazy gang for a while.
It'll be Garden and Plinth shortly.
Yep. Carry on, Barry. I'm disallowing that.
Pomegranate.
Challenge from Tim Brooke Taylor.
Begins with P, like Plinth.
You're absolutely right. Take it up now for your team.
A frame.
Ashtray.
Nose.
Glass.
Challenge from Barry Cryer.
Well-known cure for blockage of the nose is to hold an ashtray up to the nostrils and inhale vigorously.
I did it only this afternoon. Graham. Take it up, Graham.
Oh, right, sir. Tablecloth.
Weather.
Pumpkin.
Challenge there from Tim Brooke Taylor.
All these words have been used in a Jeffrey Archer novel.
But not as well.
Oh, well, fair enough. They've not been used as well in a Jeffrey Archer novel.
Absolutely right. Will you take that, Tim? We've only got 2 seconds left.
Crow.
Disc.
Mouth.
Beater.
Trouser.
Mooly mix.
Challenge from Graham.
Oh. I can't let crow and desk pass.
Oh, we're very sorry to hear that.
A little bit of syrup and fish.
Yes. We'll cure anything. Take 3 of these pills, sir. You'll find it soon.
Right, and leave it.
Go on.
Somebody might as well. Just when you thought you couldn't take any more, I'm going to ask the teams to announce the late arrivals at the Americans' Ball.
Well, a large party. Just come in, huh?
Good to see you, sir.
Large Red Indian party. There's Cheyenne, Sweet Sue, Sitting Bull, and his wife, Lying Cow. And no wonder he's in a state. He's got poor knees and a patchy complexion. They all came in a bus, you know, and there's a clear sign outside, no coaches.
Ava Gardner and Ava Nice Day. Said in Austria. Civil Rights and our Irish cousin, Bella Wrights. Will you welcome from Chinatown that Oriental American artist, Yang Ki Doodle? And his pony.
Good heavens. Oh. The Spurger dresses and their daughter Betty.
Oh. I thought she came with me. Never mind. Mr. and Mrs. On My Mind and their American Sloaney yuppie son, George Yar On My Mind.
There's Mr. and Mrs. Ho and their daughter Ida.
The as Kentucky, Maryland, Minnesota, Philadelphia, and a Cockney immigrant son, Arizona. Oh, yes.
Mr. Mrs. Van Eschen and her daughter, Bertha.
And all the way from New York, will you welcome Mr. and Mrs. Bai of Broadway and their daughter, Tallulah Bai of Broadway.
Mars speech. That's Frida Mars speech.
Another unlikely duo, Liberty and Root of Happiness. That's Leaf Liberty and Percy Root of Happiness.
Followed by a rather effeminate Father Christmas. That's Santa Fe.
All the way from Mexico, Jose. I'm over here. Jose, can't you see?
It's Dawn Snowy's light.
Oh, it's cabaret time. And the band leader, that wonderful late great Artie Shaw. He's been around a bit, known to us all as Sin Sin Artie. In the band, a Big Mac and Ruth beer. Walter Gate and Irene Gate. There'll be a few questions asked. Oh, who's left these false teeth all over the table? What a Massachusetts.
Mabel syrup.
Oh, there's that witch, Etor. Who crossed the Delaware with George Washington and got a ferry at the bottom of a garden.
Well, we're approaching the end of the program. The scores stand at the moment, Tim and Willie 13, Graham and Barry 14. First time we've had a score for months, so don't let's push our luck. Let's say we'll join us again next time. Until then, goodbye now.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Paul Spencer.